1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, "But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me." Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about finishing well. In this passage, Paul says, even though he's not aware of anything terribly wrong that he's done in his ministry, he argues that he's still not acquitted from God's evaluation. He still has to stand before God so that God can determine whether his works were wood, hay, and stubble, or gold, silver, and precious stones. And then he says in verse 5, "Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation or praise from God." In other words, their perspective and evaluation of Paul's ministry was completely flawed. And so he tells them, don't be jumping to any conclusions about the value of my ministry, because they were using the wrong criteria to judge everything. For the Corinthians, it was all based on status and fame. And so Paul has to make it clear that his ministry would be evaluated on Judgment Day, not by him or by carnally minded Christians. Instead, his ministry will be evaluated by Christ at his second coming. In other words, Christ will expose the motives of our Christian service. And Paul says that believers who faithfully serve the Lord Jesus Christ will be commended by God. And so when it came to trials that threatened to hinder and weaken his service for God, Paul tells us in Acts chapter 20, "But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." And shortly before he was martyred by Emperor Nero for his faith in Jesus Christ, Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 4, "I fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." So come what may we be a generation of believers who will look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and may we run with patience the race that is set before us. And by the grace of God, may we finish well. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.